Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is indeed the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hour number two on a trash talking Tuesday. We got Antonio Daniels, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, Sirius XM NBA radio host, and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, friend of the show. We have him on every week, and we will talk all things NBA with him at the bottom of this hour. But first, we got to go to some of the biggest news of the day. It certainly was the news of the day until the diagnosis came down on Ja Morant being out or doubtful for the remainder of the postseason. And that, of course, is Tom Brady signing a 10-year, reportedly a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox Sports to call their games once he is retired as a football player. Whenever that'll be, after 2 years from now, whenever it'll be, he will start off with Fox. And Rob, to put that in perspective, Tony Romo, did Tony Romo have the previously highest deal at 10 years, $200 million?
No.
That was the highest before. And Rob, we mentioned
football contract. Go ahead.
No, that was his to call games. Tony Romo, 10 years, $200 million. Yeah,
but Jim Rome makes $30 million. Jim Rome actually makes more. But go ahead.
Tom Brady in his 22-year NFL career has made $317 million. So Rob, in less than half the time, he's going to make more money than he ever made playing football. That's the part. I mean, look, Romo's getting more, I guess. I shouldn't be surprised. Aikman obviously is getting way more. So maybe I shouldn't be surprised. But that's the part that really jarred me, you know?
You might be right with Aikman. Rob G, look up what his highest salary is.
Aikman's making $18 million a year. There's no way he was making that.
He might not have made more than $3 or $4 million.
Absolutely. He probably made a few million. You're right.
Am I right? Back in the 90s, Chris, if you really think about it.
I'll look it up as we talk, but you're right. Okay. There's no way he came close to making that type of money as a player.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts?
I think the contract is just absurd. I just think it's over the top. It's kind of in your face. Only a few privileged people, you know, will be able to get a deal. It's not based on anything or any real numbers. When people say, well, Judge Judy makes $56 million a year, I understand Judge Judy making $56 million a year. Nobody knows who's going to be on the show, Chris, other than Judge Judy, right? It's contestants every week. She's on 500 stations around the country. She's on for an hour every day. It's all about Judge Judy, syndication. I could figure out the numbers and say, yeah, if you're on 500 TV stations in the middle of the day and you get these many viewers, you are making $56 million a year. I just don't get it when it comes to football analysts as if they're the draw. If Tom Brady's doing a Jacksonville, Chris, I don't care if Tom Brady's doing the game. Most people probably aren't going to watch unless they're fans of those two teams.
Unless they're good teams, right.
Do you know what I mean? Right. I'm saying in current situation.
Right.
I don't think that changes or alters it. Oh, Tom Brady's doing this game. I'm going to watch. The only way I think you might affect the game as a broadcaster is when people turn down the sound, Chris, if they don't like you. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to not watch the big NFL game because, oh, my God, you know, Joe Blow is doing the game. I can't stand him. I'm not going to watch the game. You might turn the sound down. You might put the radio on in the background. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't really want to hear the guy. But right. I don't think that affects you as whether or not you watch it. I've always said you're only worth what someone's willing to pay you. I don't care what job you do, Chris, doing a radio show. Right. I just brought up the idea that Jim Rome makes $30 million a year from CBS.
Right.
God bless him.
Well, a lot of that because he's got ownership of so much of his stuff.
But you know what I mean.
He was smart with that. Same with Mad Dog Russo, Chris Russo.
Howard Stern signed a new deal, Chris. And what was it? $500 million, Rob G? Howard Stern signed a new deal. He's like 67 or 8 years old. And he just signed a new deal for like $500 million on Sirius.
Right.
But he has the numbers and you can look at him and say how many subscribers are subscribed for Howard Stern and you can't begrudge that. This I just think is over the top. And I don't know, you know, the inner workings on who Fox was trying to outbid. Like all the jobs are filled right now. I guess they could have fired somebody and brought Tom Brady on if they wanted. But every position was already handled. So I don't know how he could double what.
He didn't have leverage, but his leverage was that he's the greatest quarterback ever.
I get that, but
that's what it was.
Is that $35 million a year to do 17 games?
Apparently so.
I don't get that. You
just said it. You're worth what somebody's willing to pay you. I mean, that's what it came. What do you think? If Michael Jordan was willing to go on TNT. Now, basketball obviously isn't as big as football.
It ain't
football,
no $35 million.
But he'd get a huge money if he was willing to go on one of these shows as a regular. It'd be huge. Now, they couldn't make that much because basketball doesn't obviously have the money that football has.
And here's the other thing.
Or the ratings.
But Brady, thus far, I don't remember him being memorable with sound bites, glib. He's an aw shucks, gee whiz kind of guy. And maybe he'll come out of his shell. But for the most part, like, there are people, when I remember when
did
they
did you know Romo, though? Romo, I don't remember him being, like, some great quote when he was a player.
I don't think he's the greatest broadcaster. So but
people really like him.
Yeah, Aikman, but I'm just saying.
Aikman wasn't, I don't know that people would have predicted Aikman was that
thing.
Good.
I don't think Aikman is that great. I think he's good. I think he's good.
People
but I
love
think he's great.
Him. I mean, people they do a good job.
No, but that's giving you my taste. I'm just
right,
saying. I didn't
but
say
I'm just
that.
Saying,
I'm just giving you my taste.
I don't know.
I like Chris Collinsworth better than all of them, and he wasn't a star that they were. So I get that. I like Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah, I mean, I like those guys. I think they're good, and I do think that I agree with you in that. And let me get to this quickly because we brought up Troy Aikman, Rob. His career earnings, and Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, was $55 million
crazy
for his career. And his highest season ever, I'm surprised it was this high, Rob, but in 1999, it was $16 million.
Wow, I'm shocked he was in that.
I'm shocked, yeah.
So, but he made nothing prior to that then.
Remember
you said
Magic,
55 total?
Yeah, 55 total. So he's going to make more money broadcasting than he did as a quarterback. Magic Johnson once told me, he said, I ain't make nothing as a player, you know, relatively speaking.
He signed that 25-year, $1 million
right,
year.
Which they amended later. But Magic probably, Rob, made about $40, $45 million as a player, somewhere around. I'm kind of, you know, it's somewhere around there. And obviously now he's worth $700 million, something like that. Maybe more now. So he's done it with business. But yeah, I agree. America is football crazy. And whether or not you got Tom Brady, Troy Aikman, whoever it is, Tony Romo broadcasting the games, people are going to tune in. You're absolutely right about that. Now, I will say this, Rob. I do think the announcers make a difference in a positive way, too. You're right. If they're terrible, you might want to turn down the sound. But I do think good announcers do make a game better. Would I watch it even without them? Sure. Yes. But they do make a game better. And I've heard some bad ones. I think a couple of teams that I haven't liked, or at least individuals on ESPN or some other station that – the game wasn't quite the same to me because the broadcasters weren't as good. And so now we don't know what Brady will be like. I think he's shown more personality, you know, on social media over the last few years. So I'm guessing he'll be pretty good. But I do think, look, there's no doubt. These guys, you don't have to pay them that much money. Like you said, with Brady, who you competing against?
Right, that's all I'm saying.
I will say this. That's a great get for Fox. I mean, it's huge. I mean, this dude is, in many people's eyes, the best football player ever. In my eyes, in many people's eyes, the best quarterback ever. It's an awesome hire. And the money is stunning. But if you look at it over 10 years, like the Romo and Aikman, they're going to, you know, it's almost like athlete salaries. In 7 years, 5 years, Romo's going to be like, yo, I need more money, you know? And so you could look at it that way, and that Brady's people were smart to project out over 10 years how much, you know, salaries will increase. But I think it's an awesome hire. I mean, I think, I don't know if he'll be any good. I assume he'll be good, but Tom Brady on your telecast, I think it's a great move for Fox, for sure.
Yeah, I think it'll be a wait and see, and they'll have to figure out how honest he'll be, how much he connects with people, will people, there's an anti-Tom Brady crowd out there, like enough with Brady. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think that he's a slam dunk that everybody's enamored or everybody loves Tom Brady. So it'll be interesting. I think he is a, what do you call it, Chris?
Like polarizing.
LeBron, polarizing figure. As much as he's won and as good as he's been, he's a polarizing figure. I've had a couple friends of mine say, I'm not watching. Like, that's what they text me. First thing, I'm not watching.
Yeah,
of course they're
going to
watch the game.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying, but that was their initial reaction. You know what I mean?
Right.
But of course they're going to watch. If he's doing a big game, you're going to watch. That's just how it is.
I think a lot of times, too, like players that may be polarizing as players, once they retire, you know, because a lot of fans don't like them. Now, with Brady, I do think it's extra because of the cheating and stuff. But a lot of people don't like a player, an athlete, whoever it is, because, you know, he's not on their team. And he's beating their team. And then when that player retires, a lot of times people can really appreciate his career more because he's no longer a threat on the field. I felt that way with Larry Bird. I hated Larry Bird as a player. Because I was a Lakers fan and a Philadelphia 76ers fan. And he was, you know, beating them a lot. And when he retired, I was able to give him more due as a player and really acknowledge how great he was. When he played, I was like, you know, always, oh, Magic's better, Doc's better, whatever. So it'll be interesting. But he is polarizing. But, you know, you had people that didn't like Romo and Aikman. Not to this extent, but. It'll be interesting, but I do overall think it's a great hire for Fox. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think about the hiring of Tom Brady to broadcast football games with Fox Sports and the salary? 10 years, $375 million, almost doubling the richest deal out there, which was Tony Romo with $200 million. Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme, or I'm sorry, a trash talking Tuesday. My bad.
Wow.
All right, if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. Rob, update from the Sixers Heat game. Heat up 42-31. 6 minutes, 11 seconds left in the second quarter. But more importantly, Joel Embiid just got hit in the face by going for a rebound. Looks like, was it Dwayne Dedmon? And he is down. He took off his mask immediately. Accidentally, it wasn't, didn't look purposeful
right,
to me.
Not dirty, but
yeah,
but it
Doc
happened.
Rivers ran out there, got a technical, right? He got a technical, Rob. I got the volume down. But Doc says something to the official, got a T, and here it is. They're going. Yeah, Dedmon's just going for the ball. I mean, it happens. Probably happens a lot in the NBA. But yeah, we'll see if this takes Embiid out for a while. They're down big. He's walking off now. He looks all right. We'll see. But 877-99 on Fox. Your guys turned to weigh in. Tom Brady hiring by Fox, $37.5 million a year. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Al in North Carolina. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Rob, man? You got on me a few weeks ago for my Brooklyn Nets sake, so maybe I'll make you feel better this time. the Tom Brady thing, it's privilege, of course, because how many people do you know can walk into a place, get that much money without even being good at something yet? And I have another take. We all should be standing around asking the NFL why players can't get guaranteed contracts. If you got enough money to pay these ex-players, $300
million,
$200 million.
They're getting guaranteed contracts, Rob, and not the yeah. I assume these are right. Guaranteed contracts. And, not the
and you know why?
But
let me say, Chris and I have talked about it. Until the players are willing to fight for it, the owners will continue to do what they get away with. The players refuse to fight. Baseball's done it. Hockey's done it. You remember hockey missed a whole season, Chris. They did.
Yeah. Basketball.
Okay. Basketball did it. If you want to do it, you have to make a sacrifice. The players won't do it. That's why they have poor health care plan, Chris, and they don't have guaranteed, not all.
I've even heard, Rob, and we got, next time Ephraim's on, we got to ask him about it, but I've heard players, and you probably have too, ex-players say they didn't, that it's they're better off without guaranteed deals. Haven't you heard that before? I've heard that before.
Yeah, but I don't buy it.
I agree. I think you're better off.
I think they've been told that. Money. You know what I mean? Like they've been told that.
Smart enough to look at it themselves.
To make them feel good or whatever. But anyway, Nate in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I think it's a total waste of money paying Tom Brady that salary. Nobody's going to watch these games because of who's announcing it. I'm the biggest Reggie Miller fan alive. And if I tune into a game and Reg is calling it, I think that's great. But I'm not going to tune into a game because Reggie Miller's calling
right.
it. Same with any other announcer. I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't really care if Troy's calling the game or not. It's who's playing. What a waste of money. They're flushing it down the drain. It's ridiculous.
I think, Rob, this is the best way to describe it. Icing on the cake. That's what an announcer is.
No, it is. And if you have a great one, Chris, I agree.
It's good.
You know, I love watching games. You know, we're very fortunate in before he retired out here. Vince Scully's one of the best baseball announcers. He's retired now. Is it great to listen to him, Chris? Yeah, it is. Does it enhance the game a little bit? Yep. When you go to Dodger Stadium, this was one of the most unbelievable things, Chris, when I first started going. People would be at the ballpark. This is in the 90s. And, Chris, bring their radios. You know why? They wanted to hear Vin Scully. They were at the game.
Right.
They still would have their radios with them because they wanted Vin Scully to enhance the game for them. That's incredible.
Yep.
I've never heard that before.
MB back in the game playing.
Is he okay?
So, yeah, great. Fortunately, he's good. Yeah.
Diego. In Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
So I'm going to have to disagree with you guys. I think it's a power play by Fox Sports, and I think it's a smart move because I feel like over time I've gone completely from ESPN to Fox Sports just because maybe 2020 hindsight, they're like, oh, we're going to take a chance on these people and these different type of performers, and it's kind of panned out for them, right? Like, well, it's panned out for me as a consumer. I kind of like this all of Fox Sports lineup. Everything, like, all day, what they got. Even, like, to end the day with you guys. Like, I think it's perfect. Like, everything they have is perfect.
But
like,
I get that.
Thank you, man.
Yes, but I get that.
Yes.
But
yes,
my question to you is, are you watching NFL football for the announcer? Like, you might enjoy it, or Tom Brady might be good at it, Chris. But that's the difference. Like, when you tune in to me and Chris every night, you like what you hear. You don't know what guests are coming on. You don't even know what we're talking about. Am I right, Chris? They have no idea.
Well, Rob, to your point, I think it's a great move by Fox. I do agree with him that, you know, this is competition, Rob. They're trying to one-up ESPN and Amazon. You know, there were all these companies going after these big-name broadcasters. But what I will say, Rob, I think the in-studio guys – the Terry Bradshaws, the Strahans, the Howie Longs, people have to choose, right?
Before the game, that's a choosing, right?
Which one am I watching? Am I watching ESPN? Am I watching Fox? Am I watching NBC? Like, those guys, you're going to choose it based on who you like. The game, you're choosing based on the game. It can enhance it. I'm not hating on Brady. I'm happy for
him. No, I know what you're saying, but
yeah,
but
we're
there's no
the
choice
game for the game, right?
If Brady winds up doing right, Fox has the NFC games. If he's doing the Packers and the Bears on Christmas night, am I not watching, Chris? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm watching.
Absolutely. All right, we got Antonio Daniels coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This dude couldn't have picked a better theme song, a more appropriate one. He's the New Orleans Pelicans color analyst. He's a SiriusXM NBA radio host, and I'm listening to him and Rick Kamala a lot, and they do a great job. And he's a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, former NBA champion. Need I say more? Antonio Daniels. Man, I should have been y'all pregame announcer, man.
I was going to say that is a heck of an intro, Chris. I much appreciate it.
You know,
my man.
You know,
nice.
You know, when you don't have the substance to go along, you have to have the fluff out front, Antonio.
I don't know if it's a shot at me or you, Antonio.
That's a,
I don't
intro.
Know.
No, that's a shot at Chris.
I remember the answer I got from Rob last week.
Yes, that's a shot at Chris. And I do want to ask you, with TV networks throwing money around, are you making $37.5 million a year doing Pelican games?
Not yet. Not yet.
It's coming.
But, you know, I'll never say never.
Right.
Dude, they're just giving away money, man. Let's start
with Ja. Obviously, we know this injury. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, if you don't think the series is over, tell me. But we want to take it. Rob and I were talking about it on a deeper level earlier in the show. These injuries, they are more common. Last year, you had 10 NBA All-Stars miss at least one playoff game. This year, it's been 7, but that's not even accounting guys like Kawhi Leonard and, you know, Damian Lillard, other guys that were hurt during the season.
Jamal Murray, and even Paul George didn't even play in the play-in game.
Right. So we were talking about, why do you think, when you know everything is better, the nutrition, the weight training, the load management, the charter flights, the travel, everything is better, but the players are getting hurt more than ever. Why do you think it is? And is there anything that you think could be done about it? You know, some injuries are just going to happen, but do you think the number, you know, is anything can be done?
I don't think that there's really any true explanation behind it. Like, I would be foolish to sit here and say, well, I feel like guys are being injured more now, because I have no idea.
We've had doctors on our show, and this goes for baseball as far as pitchers and basketball, say that things like load management, they say, look, the teams aren't practicing as much and as hard as they used to. The players aren't playing as much and as many minutes when they do play as they used to. They aren't building up their bodies to have the durability that it takes when you get out there on the floor. Like, when you played – correct me if I'm wrong. I think you practice harder. You guys play more, and your body builds up a certain tolerance for, you know, stress and strain.
So here's the thing. I'm glad a doctor said that, but here's the thing, though. Think about the difference in even when you're a child. I'm at my daughter's volleyball practice right now. We were just talking about this. Kids don't play pickup basketball anymore.
No, nobody plays pickup.
Right, it's all organized.
Kids now, they get trained. They have trainers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you go for individual instruction when you're like 10 years old, 11 years old. So you go in for an hour and a half, for 2 hours. You work on ball handling, shooting, passing. Growing up, I played outside, and I played pickup basketball. That's how I learned to play.
Yep.
I knew that I had to get stronger because I was playing against older boys, and then when I became an older boy, I was playing against men. So I don't know if those have something to do with one another. I just know nowadays kids don't play as much as they once did. I'm talking about play, getting up and down, playing pickup basketball.
Now, are they playing more games with AAU? I agree with you, and, you know, they aren't just – the best players aren't out there playing on the playground. No. But don't they play a lot? They play a ton of games with AAU.
Yeah, but more than you pickup, guys. Playing AAU and pickup is different, though, because you think about it. Like, I'm going back to my own childhood, in Windsor Terrace in the inner city of Columbus, Ohio. We used to go and hoop, go at 11 o'clock, and then come home at 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? So you sit there and you play games all day, like literally. AAU, you might have a game at 1. A game at 3, and then a game at 7. The day's over. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a difference. I don't know if that's the reason why. I just know that it felt like growing up, we played a lot more pickup basketball, open gyms, and so on and so forth than most younger players do now. And again, I don't know if that has any parallel to what you guys are discussing as far as why guys are more injured right now.
It's just a crazy thing. All right, these two series, we don't have that much time left, but I do want to find out the do you like the Philadelphia and that series? Philadelphia and Miami. It's a strange series. You still like Miami? I know they're winning tonight.
Right. I picked Miami when this series first started. Joel Embiid obviously changed things because Miami won the first two games, and they were able to do things defensively, switch 1 through 5, because there was no Joel Embiid. Now you get Joel Embiid back for game 3 and game 4. Now that changed everything. Now you can't switch 1 through 5 because you have somebody to take advantage of those switches. So at one point I thought, well, even with Joel Embiid back, like, can you really see the Philadelphia 76ers beating the Miami Heat 4 out of 5 times? And then after they won those two in the style that they won in Philadelphia, now it comes down to beating the Miami Heat 2 out of 3 times. This is a tough one. I picked Miami to win this series. Joel Embiid is just something different, though. And Jimmy Butler has to be bubble Jimmy Butler, I feel like, for the Miami Heat to defeat the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, Miami's up 56-44 at halftime, if you didn't know. Let me ask you about Phoenix-Dallas. Do you think Phoenix is in any real trouble here?
It sounds crazy to say. Yes. It depends on what you mean by trouble. Trouble meaning, do I think that they're going to lose the series? No. Do I think Dallas can make this obviously very competitive and possibly push it to 7 and force Phoenix to win at home in Phoenix? Most definitely. I think you'll get a big game out of Chris Paul today, being back at home. And obviously, role players always play better at home. I'm picking Phoenix to win this one. But the thing is, this series almost looks very similar to the one in New Orleans with Phoenix. Well, you figure you got some things figured out, and then Chris Paul turns back the clock and shows why he's one of the top 5 point guards to ever touch a basketball floor. You know what I mean? So do I think that Dallas can push this to 7 games? Possibly. But do I think that Dallas can beat the Phoenix Suns, or do I think they'll beat the Phoenix Suns? I do not think so.
Last thing, we got a minute to go. You know, people were belly aching about the MVP. I know it hasn't officially been announced, but the Jokic is going to win the MVP for the second year, and right away take the vote away from the writers because they don't know the game and blah, 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 blah. My only issue with people is when they started giving the all-star votes to players, somehow LeBron James was left off 125 ballots and Kevin Durant was left off 154. My point, Antonio, is when you're invested in the game or you're a player, I don't think that you could fairly judge it because there's some jealousy, there's some friendships.
Right.
There are things that go on.
It's the same way with a lot of writers too, though. It's the same way with a lot of writers. Some of those guys have access to grind because of interviews that were denied, you know, when the relationship has gone awry. Here's my thing with the MVP. And I'll say this, and I know people will say, well, you know what, that's what the finals MVP is for. What is the most important part of the NBA season? Is it not the postseason?
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't do it like that. That's because
I think the way you solve it, I know where you're going, Antonio. I think the NBA needs to announce all the awards after the regular season. Have a special show on TNT before the playoffs start. You can talk to the winners remotely, interview them, make it a big deal. But look, the problem is when you announce it during the playoffs – and then the winner is out.
Right.
It makes it look
bad. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But it's a regular season award, though.
Yeah, I just think you need to announce it earlier. That's my answer.
My thing is, I get it. I agree with what Chris just said. It looks awful that that Nikola Jokic has been the MVP in back-to-back years, and both years that it was given, he was at home to receive that award, and the guys that he's in competition with are continuing to play and excel at the most important time of the season. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. What I'm saying is Nikola Jokic could have won it, Giannis could have won it, and Embiid could have won it, and I would have been okay with any of them. The difference is the one guy who won is at home. The optics look bad. That's all I'm saying.
That's all our man, Antonio Daniels. Great knowledge, brother. Thank you.
For sure. Appreciate you.
Yep. iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We are right smack dab. I called it a TV theme song Thursday, a Magic City Monday. I'm all over the place. I got to get my hand in the show.
It's a trash-talking Tuesday. What are you saying?
I don't know what I'm thinking. Maybe the song reminded me of Magic City Monday, but it is a trash-talking Tuesday, and you'll be able to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports in the next hour, probably about 45 minutes or so. So get your takes ready and get ready to trash. But, Rob, Celtics, Bucks, did you win on that? You picked the Bucks, I think, last night, right?
Yeah, I did. Nope, that was one that I did not get. And I had the over in that game against the Warriors and the Grizzlies.
I know you didn't.
And they were under. Yeah, it was under. It was 223, I think, the total number.
Yeah. So where you at now in this Bucks-Celtics series? I picked the Celtics in 7. I think you picked the Bucks.
I did. I didn't say how many games. Yeah, but I did pick the Bucks.
I feel the Celtics have control. I mean, look, it's a great series, back and forth. Celtics now took back home court advantage. Two of the next three games, if they need them, are in Boston. Game 7 will be in Boston. I just think, Rob, Boston, without Chris Middleton, I would have picked Milwaukee had Middleton been healthy. But I just think they've got more talent. Obviously, Giannis is the best player in the series, but Drew Holiday is struggling. I think he's better suited for that third role than the second score. And then the other guys, I mean, role players are going to be role players. Some nights they're going to be there, some nights they're not. And I like where Boston's at in this series, but it's nip and tuck, man.
Yeah, you just don't know, Chris. Boston could come out and then lay a stinker, and then, you know, like it doesn't make any sense. And it has been back and forth. There's no way once the Suns won the first two games, I thought they were going to go to Dallas and lose both. Did you?
No.
I didn't.
I thought the Suns would win that in five. I thought they'd go back to Phoenix 3-1.
Right, and then win game five. Yeah. And now you got a series. Right. And unless they make some, I don't know, if they lose game five at home, I would be stunned. You know?
Yeah, I think Phoenix will win in six. And I'm not just saying that to up one. I think they will win these next two. But they're in a series. I think what Boston's done, and, you know, I said after games one and two, admittedly a bit of an overstatement because he still played fairly well, but that they had some kryptonite for Giannis. And that's because, Rob, Giannis has shot 57% in the last two postseasons. 57%. Not the last series.
That's ridiculous.
Not the last game. The postseasons entirely. This year against the Celtics, he's shooting 43%, Rob. They've held him under 40 and under for two of the games. Last night, they held him to 43%. And then he had the one game in game five, three where he shot the ball well. But they are making him work so hard, and all of the players work so hard with their defense. And then they got more big-time scores at this point in Tatum and Brown. And now Horford stepped up, Rob. And so I like
talk about
Boston.
Turning the clock back.
Man, he'll be 36 shortly. And he's playing, the best ball of his career.
He's playing like he's 26. I agree.
No doubt. No doubt.
There's no way they could have been expecting that from him. I've been stunned at how well he's played.
And he's actually played well the entire playoffs. So that maybe he'll keep it up. But, Rob, in the postseason, Al Horford's averaging 16 points. In this series, he's averaging 19 points. He's shooting 53% from three in the playoffs.
Wow.
And that's on 5.5 attempts a game. So it's not like a small sample size. So if he keeps it up, and he's guarded Giannis well too. So Boston, that would be something, Rob, if they could get to the finals and win it. I mean, because they're a young team. I mean, Horford's old, but Jaylen Brown is, I think, 25. Tatum's 24. Smart isn't that old, even though he's a veteran. So we'll see. But this is turned into a real barn burner up there in Boston and Milwaukee. All right, it's the iCouple. We got an hour left. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. You won't be sorry.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.